Southern California is a magnetic metropolis thanks to its glorious tapestry of cultures, each unique and vibrant when freely displayed and shared with grace and dignity with all of those who call this special place home. While each of us has our own unique histories, our own music, arts, language, and traditions, what we discover when we look closely at how we are interwoven is that the threads in the tapestry of multiculturalism share many similarities. Our similarities and differences, along with a shared passion for individuality, are what make this moment in our collective history an amazing time to be alive and thrive. Hello and welcome to this special episode of Fox 11 News In Depth, celebrating the Armenian spirit. I'm Roxy Karapetian in for Hal Eisner. This week, we dedicate our program to celebrating Armenian History Month. We'll tell inspiring stories, share traditions, highlight what makes this culture, my culture, so unique. So let's start with a musical group that blends various musical styles from all around the world. It includes Armenian folk, Balkan, jazz, and reggae. This unique multicultural and multinational band is called La Daniva. Last month, they were in LA for a sold-out performance. First time in America?
Yeah, for me. Oh, oui. For me, yes.
I've never been in California.
First time in California. Yeah. Welcome. No matter where they're performing, what language they're singing in, their energy is contagious. Jacqueline Baghdasaryan and Louis Thomas met at a bar one night during a jazz jam session.
Louis was playing in trumpet and I was singing. We started to do jazz together, and one day Louis heard that I'm singing in Armenian and he said, let's do something with this. He loved the Armenian language and music.
There is something melancholic, and melancholy is something beautiful in sadness.
Louis said, write something. I said, no, I never write in Armenian, I can't. He said, yes, you can.
And she did. She wrote their first song, Vayaman. Immediately following the release of their music video, the song was a hit in Armenia. It went viral with millions of views. As far as the name
La Daniva, it's a Russian car. And just because Jacqueline's father and my father, when we are kids, they had both this car.
Most of your songs are in which language?
The most in Armenian language, but we have also in Russian and French. Le ciel bleu sur nos
peaux s'effondrer. Where would you say your biggest fan base is right now?
I think it is in Armenia and Glendale.
Jacqueline says her inspiration for songs come from everyday life, like their song Shakar, which means sugar in Armenian. Shakar, 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 betatu khuskera hishem.
Shakar, 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 betaholi takaparem. It was a little strange, like situation, because I just saw two people who dispute.
Arguing? Dispute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They was angry, like, and there was some energy in this thing. I can't explain when the inspiration come to me. Sometimes the songs come directly like this, like Kevchili.
Jacqueline's connection to Armenia has remained strong over the years.
I was born in Armenia. I was grow up in Belarus, in Minsk. After I come to France, already 8 years. I was always in the Armenian community. I did the Armenian dance, singing Armenian songs. And for me, it was my nostalgia to my roots. And I always wanted to sing in Armenia and to dance, to participate in our culture.
Born and raised in France, for Louis, music is in his DNA. He began playing the trumpet at the age of 7.
I was born in a musician family. My mother, she played classic piano. Since I was a child, I used to play a lot of different instruments.
His love for music and adventures have had a big influence in his life and work.
He used to travel a lot to learn traditional music from everywhere.
Perhaps the best way to describe their music, it comes from everywhere, different cultures and people coming together.
I love to see the emotions in the people's faces when we play the music, and I love where they are happy, where they are sad, where they are just living something strong.
Life, living in the moment and bringing people from everywhere together. You know, food also brings people together. Chef Arazeda takes traditional dishes, simplifies them, and then makes really fun videos to share on social media. So let's make sipas.
So, ingredients wise, we use about half a cup or 3/4 cup of pearled wheat. We use 4 cups of yogurt, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/2 onion, and about 1 bunch of cilantro. And then you use an egg and you crack it into this mixture and you temper it in. So it's essentially just a yogurt soup. We start off by dicing 1/2 onion. And this, essentially we're gonna get a little bit of color on these onions. This gets poured into the soup when it's pretty much done. So you add a little bit of salt when you're sauteing it, and it helps sweat it out, gets the moisture out. I have my grains already cooked, so we're gonna whip this part together.
Okay.
It is 4 cups of yogurt, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 3 cups of water, and then you're kinda gonna just whisk it together a little bit, and we're gonna crack some of our farm fresh eggs in here. And what the egg is it's a thickener. Some people do it without eggs. Some people just use yogurt. There are high temp yogurts nowadays that you can get, so you don't have to use the egg, but we're doing it the classic way. My grandma used to make me something called naneli chorba, is what she called it. My grandparents were born and raised in Egypt, and it's very similar to this, except we use barley in Armenia. There they use rice. So it's rice with mint. This is wheat with cilantro. So it's 3/4 cup wheat with 3 cups of water, cooked for about 20 minutes. Now, this is the fun part. This is the part where if you do it incorrectly, it'll curdle. And then you're gonna slowly add these in. And the whole reason of doing everything kind of slow is so that the eggs don't cook. The eggs will curdle. It needs to simmer. It needs to come up to a soup temperature. And then every once in a while, you want to give the sabas a stir. So you don't want it to overheat from the bottom, because then it'll curdle.
And how long does this take, beginning to end?
Beginning to end, it'll take about 30 minutes. So 20 minutes to cook your grains, and then this part takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And then altogether, you'll be eating in like 30 to 45 minutes. Perfect.
That's a lot.
It as soon as it heats up, it kind of disappears. Mm. When we were doing our gathering of recipes through Hayastan, everything is achki chop, which means by the eye, right? So we go into people's houses and they're like, okay, they want a recipe. And it's strange that there's a guy, first of all, that's asking about recipes. That's already weird.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm asking about specific recipes, like exactly how much, was that a cup in there?
Yeah.
They're like, achki chop, achki chop. And then, which means by the eye. I was like, that doesn't work for a cookbook. And then I'd be like, halfway through, I'd be like, wait, did you add salt? They'd be like, of course I added salt. It's cooking. This doesn't make any sense. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Like, I was the crazy person. A very traditional Armenian khash bowl. Delicious and nutritious. Just put a nice little cilantro leaf so you know. There it is. Sabas.
Just like that. Makes it look so easy, doesn't he? All right, coming up on our celebration of Armenian History Month, one of the most powerful, inspiring stories I've ever told Many know who Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr is, but most aren't familiar with the story of his grandparents and the role they played in saving thousands of lives during the Armenian Genocide. Basketball champion and Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr attributes his success to the heroic courage his grandparents demonstrated during their lifetime. His grandparents were instrumental in saving thousands of lives during the genocide.
Five, Michael in traffic to Kerr, 15-footer.
While most know Steve Kerr as a basketball star and an NBA coach, many are unaware of his family's history and its deep connection to the Armenian people.
We're traveling so much. Almost every city, there'll be somebody in the stands saying something to me about my grandparents or holding up an Armenian flag. It's incredibly humbling to hear these stories. You know, your grandparents are the only reason I'm here. I mean, pretty moving and special, and it makes me feel really proud, but it makes me feel sad too to think about all of the lives that were lost and the families that were impacted.
A sacred story, one of courage and legendary real-life heroes, one being carefully chronicled by documentary filmmaker Ani Hovhannisyan.
It's an important story because Armenians the world over have for a century been feeling like their story is forgotten.
But humanitarian efforts like those undertaken by the Kerr family showed her that her ancestors were not abandoned by the world.
Even in the face of the most horrible inhumanity, that we're not alone, that there are people like Stanley and Elsa Kerr who put their lives on the line.
Stanley Kerr and Elsa Reckman were Steve Kerr's grandparents. Stanley was a chemist. In 1919, he joined the Near East Relief as a relief worker. The Near East Relief was an American humanitarian organization which was created in response to the 1915 Armenian Genocide, where 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Turks. Elsa also had a calling to serve others. She traveled abroad to teach. They met in the Armenian town of Marash, and that is where they witnessed horrific events, but that is where they felt compelled to help.
We're astounded that they had the courage at 21, 22 years old to go basically into the middle of World War I.
Stanley wrote many letters home to his family describing the dangers the Armenians were facing.
Dear mother and dad, tonight the French evacuate Marash, leaving those who have escaped massacre to their fate. Probably 10,000 have perished here in the last 3 weeks.
No matter what happens, remember that I am ready to make any sacrifice, even death.
Stanley kept his promise to make any sacrifice and stayed. He was assigned to care for 9,700 Armenians, including orphans, when he became the director of the Near East Relief in Marash. He took over 5 orphanages. Stanley and Elsa stayed in Marash until every remaining Armenian orphan was relocated safely to Lebanon. Then they got married, moved to Lebanon, and built a life there.
Stanley and Elsa and the boys built this Near East Relief orphanage together called Nar Ibrahim.
For 40 years, Stanley taught at the medical school of AUB, the American University of Beirut, where many of the orphans ended up studying, and many of them became doctors.
My siblings and I, you know, we know the story inside and out. It's a huge part of the family history.
Much of the Kerr history is rooted in Lebanon. Steve's father, Malcolm, was born in Beirut.
He was offered the job of his dreams, to be president of AUB. And it was a very dangerous time in Lebanon. There was civil war, there was terrorism.
Malcolm continued the Kerr legacy of selflessly serving others until...
An Islamic terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the murder of 52-year-old Malcolm Kerr.
Was shot on his way to his campus office.
Kerr dedicated his life to improving the quality of education in the Middle East.
His life was cut short, and my life was shaped by his influence and my mom's influence. And I know that the person I am is basically who my parents raised.
Steve was also born in Beirut. He had the opportunity to live abroad, which he says helped shape who he is today.
I was lucky to receive a worldview at a very young age to really see how other people lived. I probably didn't realize it at the time, but it was the best education I ever got.
And because of that insight into the human condition, he feels compelled to take on a cause.
I made gun safety, gun violence prevention, my own personal crusade about 8 years ago. A lot of that has to do with the death of my dad. As grandkids of Stanley and Elsa, maybe that's my way of trying to do something positive for society, and it's definitely something that I feel a responsibility for. Just as maybe Stanley and Elsa felt, you know, way back in 1920.
This human spirit carries on generations later in the Kerr family, and generations carry on because of them.
Those orphans they saved now have five generations of families after them who are living and thriving because of people like the Kerrs.
An incredible story, and Ani's project is still a work in progress, but many thanks to her for allowing me to tell this story. All right, coming up, Fox 11's special in-depth celebrating the Armenian spirit continues right after the break. When we come back, we highlight an institution that has helped generations embrace and appreciate their Armenian heritage while giving back to their local communities through service. AGBU is the largest Armenian nonprofit in the world, established in 1906 in Cairo, Egypt. The western region encompasses California, Texas, and Arizona. Here in California, the program services the largest diaspora. The saying goes, wherever there are Armenians, anywhere in the world, there is an AGBU very much active. At Armenian General Benevolent Union Western Region, there are a wide variety of programs for youth and adults alike, from STEAM education to scouting, athletics, dance, professional development, and even a state-of-the-art concert hall where the biggest names in Armenian entertainment have graced the stage.
And it brings the whole community together and continues to instill the Armenian values and the heritage in our future generations.
The athletics program, both the San Fernando Valley chapter and the Pasadena Glendale chapter, have their own respective programs.
Basketball, volleyball, soccer, chess, starting from the age of six.
Being part of the team is really great for me, and I hope we start playing soon.
Camp Amaras is a special program which offers day camps, summer camps, and special events throughout the year.
We recently had one for Valentine's where we brought together fathers and daughters, and it was a great way for them to bond.
I like coming to camp because the activities are fun and I get to make new friends.
For many, this is the beginning of their social lives. Maral Voskyan is the chair of the San Fernando Valley chapter. She's been part of AGBU since she was a child back in Egypt, and she credits her development to this organization.
For an organization like AGBU, help the Armenian youth learn about not only about their culture, but to help them be the good citizens of the countries they are living in. They help these youth have the leadership skills and help not only the Armenian community, but the world at large.
About 1 year ago, the newest program launched, AGBU Innovation Studios.
It's STEAM education, which stands for science, tech, engineering, art, and math.
It's really the skills that are important, the future skills that the students, the participants acquire throughout the process of brainstorming, researching, prototyping, creating, using the different tools, laser cutters, 3D printers. And at Innovation Studios, we say FAIL stands for First Attempt in Learning.
Harut Karadanyan says Innovation Studios is one of his most favorite places. He feels he has no limits in what he can do. His imagination is his only limit.
We went through different lessons. For example, I went through the bioengineering, which was a great lesson. It talks about our bodies, animals, but it also incorporates this technology aspect to it, which I truly enjoy.
AGBU LA Dance School is popular, where kids get a chance to learn Armenian and modern dance.
I like dance because it makes me happy and makes me be a better performer.
The AGBU Scouts Group is an Armenian-based organization chartered by the Boy Scouts of America.
I think that sets our group apart is that our scout leaders have all been grown from our group. So our leadership is youth ran.
Aren Mirzayan has been a scout for 8 years now. He says he loves how he can preserve his Armenian heritage and give back to the community through service.
It has been such a big part of my life. It's taught me so many things, such as leadership skills, essential life skills for the future, and it's just shaped me as a human being.
It is that spirit of sisterhood, brotherhood, friendships, family, tradition, culture, and identity that brings everyone together. Coming up on this Fox 11 News In Depth, celebrating the Armenian spirit, the tradition of dance. Our dance studio performing Shalakho when we come back. Thank you for watching, and a really big thank you to our incredible team for putting all of this together. As we end our program, dancers from Ara Dance Studio performing Shalakho.